Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Our next story is about concert venues and puts a fresh spin on the phrase house seats. House concerts are a long-standing tradition in Boston. They happen in basements, living rooms, and lofts, often sporadically and with varying levels of success. But the White House in Jamaica Plain has been packing them in every week for nearly 3 years. WBUR's Andrea Shea has the story.
If you've never been to a house concert, it can seem a little weird at first, especially if you show up before the music starts.
We sort of wandered in and we're like, all right, where do we go? We're in somebody's house. Okay, there's stuff.
25-year-old Danielle Leon lives in JP and sees a ton of live music in clubs and bars, but this is her first show at the White House. She came to see the Flotation Walls, a band on tour from Columbus, Ohio. The opening act is a local girl, 16-year-old Olivia Fontaine of Sherburn.
Hey, guys. Hey. This summer, I made a little CD. This little CD's name was One Mile Reservoir. And this is actually my first time playing any of the songs on it.
Now, house concerts are nothing new to Boston, but this one venue's longevity in a transient young city is remarkable, according to indie concert promoter Dan Hirsch.
Places, you know, tend to have a lifespan. They thrive for some amount of time. They get shut down, other places disappear, and something else comes to take its place.
Hirsch says the White House has survived, despite noise complaints and the occasional police intervention. It's also evolved into a collective with its own recognizable brand, Hirsch says. Musician Morgan Shaker is a founding member.
I'd say everyone who lives here wouldn't mind quitting their job and being a full-time musician. I'd say that would be definitely a goal. But it would be a goal that would have to be done with an honest core.
Right now, 10 people live under this roof. They share instruments, food, bills, and rent. Making music, not money, is what motivates the White House, according to Shaker. The aesthetic here is deliberately non-commercial. The house has its own homegrown record label, but the CDs only cost $5. You can listen to the recorded shows for nothing on the internet. And get this, the shows themselves are free. The White House is clearly a labor of love, and it has been from the start. It all began 3 years ago when Shaker and some friends moved to Boston from the Cape. They had separate apartments and were forming their own bands, but Shaker admits the competition to get gigs at clubs was fierce. So they created an alternative to the club scene at home. Ads on Craigslist, a few flyers, and lots of word of mouth attracted acts and audiences.
I remember seeing the writing on the wall. I was like, oh man, this is going to be my life now. This is too good to let go of. And so we just said, all right, we're going to do this once a week.
All their sweat equity has paid off. The notoriety the White House musicians have gained because of their house concerts has turned them into part-time professional music promoters. The group recently produced a 3-day festival in Cambridge featuring more than 50 bands. They dubbed it Weirdstock and hope to do many more in the future. Still, the White House musicians aren't quitting their day jobs anytime soon. They say they are firmly committed to putting on their free shows at home, even if it means cleaning up a big club-like mess the morning after. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea. Let the fire-